You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 3 to verse 5. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and elders, saying, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? See thou to that." And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. When you look closely at this story, it reveals something that is very critical for us all to learn. The scripture says that Judas repented when he saw that Jesus was killed. That suggests to us that there was a probability that Judas betrayed Jesus, took the money, thinking in himself that nobody could kill Jesus. And he just felt it was an opportunity to make money. The Bible did not expressly say this. I'm only inferring this from this scripture. Because why was he feeling remorseful after Jesus was condemned if he didn't expect that he was going to be killed? But that is even not the point of discussion. Oftentimes, I used to think that Judas died because he loved money. But when we examine this scripture carefully, we will discover that though he may have loved money, he died because of self-righteousness. Because he even had the sense to return the money and to tell them that he had done something wrong to somebody that is innocent. The Pharisees, the priests, didn't feel that way. But Judas was sort of remorseful. But you see, there is a sorrow that leads to repentance. And there is a sorrow that leads to condemnation, which is guilt. When he had done all of that, I thought he would go and cry to God and say, "Oh Lord, forgive me, have mercy on me." But the Bible said in verse 5, "And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself." He probably could not bring himself to accept the forgiveness of God. He probably didn't pay attention to all the parables Jesus told. He probably didn't pay attention to the woman that was caught in adultery. And Jesus said, "Go and sin no more." The parable of the prodigal son, he probably didn't pay attention to it, that the father welcomed him back, despite the fact that he has sinned greatly. Till today, brethren, guilt can kill. Self-righteousness is destructive. No matter what you have done, if you have genuinely repented and come to Jesus Christ, brethren, you are forgiven. God has forgiven you. And you must accept that. It is God who forgives. It's not about self-righteousness. You may feel bad for what you have done. But you see, feeling bad is not salvation. Salvation is placing your faith in what Jesus Christ has done. You can feel bad and then go and commit suicide. So feeling bad is not salvation. It could be self-righteousness. What is most important is that accept the forgiveness, the mercy that God had offered you through Jesus Christ. Don't let guilt kill you. Guilt is destructive. It destroyed Judas. May it not destroy you also, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.